Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, what an hour of radio we got for you, Al. Chuck, coming up right after our camp guy, Elliot Shore Park.
Yes.
We will have the real story of what happened
right.
when Larry Anderson called Tom McCarthy
right.
after the sixth inning
wow.
to compare notes on Pete Rose.
This is the missing sixth inning tape.
And let me make this clear to you, right. ladies and gentlemen. NBC Sports Philadelphia edited the replay of that game. And edited out Pete Rose at the expense of the entire sixth inning.
Good. Good decision.
And it was exactly the right thing to do.
Oh, wow.
On the line with us from Eagles training camp is WIP's football reporter, Mr. Elliot Shore Parks. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, what's going on? How you guys doing?
All right, Elliot, I have identified something here that I want to run by you. I believe the next big star in Philadelphia sports is at that camp, number 11, A.J. Brown. You with me?
Yeah, I think he has star potential. You saw on Sunday night at the Link, he had a good practice. Fans are certainly react to him. He's probably the best receiver I've covered since I started covering the team. And with him and Devontae, it might be the best duo the team has ever had at the same time. But they got to have a quarterback that can get him the ball. And while I think he's going to get a lot of targets, the passing game has not been impressive so far here at camp.
All right, so hold on. I heard they're working a lot on these crossing patterns, which shouldn't be that tough a throw and is really right in the wheelhouse of A.J. Brown. Is that what you're seeing, Elliot?
Yeah, they have been working on the crossing patterns. I would say almost all of A.J. Brown's catches. I have him down at about 32 targets in camp. I would guess about 20, 25 of them are within 10 or 11 yards. So they've been getting him the ball pretty short over the middle of the field. And in a game, the hope is he breaks tackles and he breaks them into longer games. So that's kind of what they've been working on a lot here. Not a lot of vertical passes to him, mostly short stuff over the middle.
All right, hold on. You have stats that are mind-boggling to me. You're keeping track of every throw. Elliot, of the 32, how many were completed?
I believe it was about 23 or 24. I have the numbers in my phone. Yeah.
We have a good coverage.
Short completion. Yeah. Right.
So he's beating Bradbury. He's beating Slay occasionally.
Yeah, and they've been moving him all over. He's been in the slot occasionally, so he's gotten some reps against Maddox. But, yeah, I mean, the Eagles have a very good set of cornerbacks, and A.J. Brown, I think, has been doing a good job getting open over the middle against them.
All right, now, I got to ask you, because I was doing your job yesterday. I was doing some crunching of the depth chart, and I could not devise a plan in which Jalen Reagor makes the wide receiver core. Is he going to make it or not?
Yeah, I'm thinking the Eagles have a plan that they devise where he does end up on it. The last time we talked, I didn't think he would be on the team. I don't think they'll cut him. I'll say that right now. He will not be released. But could they trade him? Maybe. But ultimately, when I look at the receivers they have here, they have the top four that are definitely going to make it. They're definitely going to play a ton. After that, there's really not much. Britton Covey has come on in the last few days, but I don't know if he's at a point yet where they would feel comfortable playing him considerable snaps if they were to suffer an injury or two. So, look, Reagor is not going to get snaps if people are healthy. I don't think they'll cut him. I wouldn't rule out a trade, but my guess is that he is on the roster.
All right, wait a minute. I did the same thing here. Brown, Smith, Watkins, Pascal, they're on the team. They're the four receivers for sure. Now I got Britton Covey, who is doing well at camp. I got Greg Ward, very dependable. John Hightower and the hurdler, Devin Allen. All right, is the hurdler done? Is he out? That's not going to work?
Yeah, I don't think he'll be playing football much longer.
And Hightower, that's a lost cause.
Yeah, he's probably also not going to be playing football much longer, my guess.
So I'm going to take, am I going to take one or two out of Covey, Ward, and Rager?
So they're definitely going to take at least one. They'll go with five. The question is, with that sixth spot, who are they going to go with? Now, I agree with you. Greg Ward has been dependable. Him and Jalen have showed good chemistry on the field. The issue with Ward is he's missed a lot of camp so far. And then, you know, Rager does have that first-round tag on him. He does cap hit for cutting him. I don't think it'd be a huge deal, but I think it would factor in. So as of now, I think they would probably pick Rager. But Covey, like I said, Covey is starting to get first-team reps. I think for him, the preseason games are going to be huge. If he can show he's dynamic as a punt or kick returner, then maybe we can really start to talk about him being ahead of Rager on the depth chart.
All right, Elliot, you're at this camp every day. Are you impressed with the way it's being run?
Yeah, I am. I actually think that Sirianni runs a very intense practice. And I think for the fans that were at the link on Sunday night, you saw what he does that I think makes it so intense. He does a lot of starters versus starters. He does a lot of 11 versus 11 full field drills. On Sunday night, they keep score. You know, if the offense has an incompletion, the defense gets so many points. If the defense breaks it up. So I actually think they're very competitive, yeah.
All right, if you want to hear a great podcast, listen to Dick Vermeil yesterday on this show at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
At the very end, he slipped something in about, I was asking him what advice he would give to young coaches like Sirianni. I want you to hear what he said and tell me if this would bring you, remember, he's a Hall of Fame coach.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And he's concerned about the new way they're conducting training camp. Listen to this.
Be yourself. Do the way you believe in it. Chances are you're going to get fired anyway, so you might as well do it your way. And he's doing it a little different way. I hope the hell it works.
That tells me he doesn't think it will. And meanwhile, do you know what's going on tonight on HBO? Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Hard Knocks Part 1, the first game opponent, Detroit Lions, old school style. Should we be concerned that the Lions are doing it the other way and might be more prepared for game one?
No, because I think if recent history has shown anything is if the Lions do it one way, everyone else should probably do it another, right? I mean, when's the last time they won a playoff game? They're never even in the playoffs. And here's the thing that I would say about week one. I'll acknowledge it's a bit of a tough spot to get the Lions because they're 0-0. And by week 12 or 13, they'll be out of the playoff race. But last year, all I heard prior to the game was, oh, Dan Campbell, that's a guy who knows how to run a team. Look how tough that team is. Sirianni's talking about Flowers. Then the Eagles went to Detroit and embarrassed them. So I don't know if it'll be the same score, but I think the worry about this game is being overblown a little bit.
All right, Parks, listen. I want you to guarantee an Eagles victory in the opener. Are you prepared to do that?
Absolutely. They'll definitely win that game, yeah.
All right, good. I'm guaranteeing loss, 27-16.
27.
I want to do a bet with you, Shaw Parks.
Anything you want. Well, you make way more than me. It's maybe not anything.
No, not money. Not money. Something demeaning and foolish.
All right.
Let's think about it. I'll be thinking about this. I want to bet with Elliot Shaw Parks because I'm very concerned about the opener, and I think Dick Vermeil is too.
Okay. He has to dress like you, or you have to dress like
no,
him?
No, I'm not dressing like him. See, he's got a pad hanging off his neck.
Well, he did. I got to say, listen, Sunday, he did a remarkable job hosting the training camp because he was with Jack, who's a baseball guy.
Yeah.
And I don't know, Elliot, how you carried him that long, but you did a hell of a job.
A very nice job.
Jack's a big guy, so he was tough to carry, but it was a lot of fun.
Elliot, Joe Parks getting it done. Elliot, we're going to have a bet before the opener, all right?
Can't wait.
All right. Elliot, there you have it, Alan. Later in this hour, in anticipation of Hard Knocks tonight,
right?
I will feature for you a little bit of Mr. Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
That's my style of coach.
Well, that's the players that worry me. You saw that thing on Twitter yesterday.
Oh, yeah, they're all hyped up.
They're
going nuts in Detroit.
Well, it's from last year, the game and the season.
I'm telling you, Al, the Eagles are walking into a buzzsaw in the opener.
Well, I'm sure.
I don't think they know it.
I think that the Lions, if they thought we're going to ambush them, are making too much of it, and there's no way the Eagles are going in unaware of it.
Do you understand that's what I'm doing here?
What do you mean?
I'm trying to prevent an ambush.
Okay.
I'm trying to point out a month ahead of time, danger ahead.
Well, I like you being the general because I'm going to bet on that army.
No, Marcus, you know what I'm doing here. This is preemptive.
Yes, yes. Brilliant.
Thank you, Marcus. I appreciate it.
It's like watching Napoleon in action.
At Waterloo.
Not at war. He lost at Waterloo.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point.
They all eventually lose.
Hassan. Oh, wait. I'm sorry, Hassan. You got to wait. I got something to play for. All right. So it's the sixth inning.
All right.
And radio, very smartly.
Yeah.
Scott Fransky, L.A., Larry Edison. They're not going near Pete Rose.
No, I never heard it.
Pete Rose was right down the hall, Al. They locked the door. They ain't letting Pete Rose in the radio booth, all right? So he's over there. End of the inning. This is real, Al. Larry Anderson called T-Mac to find out how it went. Listen.
We'll head for the bottom of the sixth. Phillies in front, 7-1.
Let me call down the TV booth and see how it went with Rose.
Hi, T-Mac Sexy Lounge.
Hey, how'd the Rose thing go?
Not well, L.A. Pete just knocked the kid out of a motorized wheelchair.
Oh, for Christ.
Well, it's okay. At least he's signing the chair.
Huh?
And it looks like Pete lost another bet. He must have bet somebody wouldn't curse during the broadcast.
I heard he offered to sign 1,000 balls as an apology.
He signed the balls, but he put an obscenity on every ball he signed.
I knew Pete when he only had 500 balls.
I couldn't believe it, L.A. He mooned John Middleton on his way into the booth, and they put him on the air anyway.
Did he break out the ethnic jokes yet?
No, just a whole bunch of yo mama jokes so far.
Hall of Fame lowlife.
He's heading over to the Spanish broadcast booth.
He must be trying to be a jackass in two different languages.
Wait, he just walked back into the booth. Hey, Pete, you remember when you destroyed Ray Fosse's career when you ran him down in the All-Star game?
Who cares what happened 50 years ago?
Now he's trying to sign Crux Ball.
He's 81. He's drooling all over his balls.
At this point, let's just put Pete in a home and tell him it's the Hall of Fame. Oh, my goodness.
Why? What's going on?
I'm pretty sure Pete just shit his pants.
Uh-oh. Do farts have lumps?
Oh, this is embarrassing, L.A.
All right, we're back. I got to run.
Radio 94 WIP.
Really?
See, Joe, I didn't know about the very end there. I did not know about the end. That was Conklin. See Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra at the Sellersville Theater on November 19th. For tickets, go to Joe Conklin. You approve that, Al?
Yeah.
Go to joeconklin.com.
Hey, what the hell now?
Hassan is up from Gladwin. Hi, Hassan.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Good morning.
What are you feeling, my friend?
Well, you know, I had a great call about P. Rose, but the King took all my content.
No, but, I need it again. You just tell me what you feel about P. Rose. I need to hear it, Hassan.
Well, it was tough hearing it. You know, I was listening, you know, and the sad part about it is, you know, his arrogance, I guess, in regards to what occurred 50 or 55 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's still, just think about the women that are affected, the ones that that are Phillies fans, and they're affected by this still, and he doesn't care. You know, when somebody is assaulted, it affects their entire life. And he clearly doesn't care about, you know, those people, those victims.
Yeah.
And that's sad.
No, that's a great point, because a lot of people said it happened so long ago. Why is it still an issue? First of all, it didn't come out for many years. And secondly, victims are still victims all those years later. We do
Absolutely.
Not know what effect that had on that 14-year-old girl as she grew older. We don't know. And if you can't somehow look past that, if you are so completely committed to being a fan of Pete Rose, then you have decided to turn off your brain, because that's the only way you could root for somebody like that.
Absolutely. And that's terrible. And, you know, he shouldn't. I mean, it was a disservice by the – I don't know who made that decision, but that was a bad decision by the Phillies, and I love the Phillies.
It's an amazing a succession of bad decisions. Hassan, give me somebody with initials.
The newest Sixer, P.J. Tucker.
P.J. Tucker is a great one. Put him down. Marcus, so they've had a news conference, and he has displayed himself to be arrogant and ignorant, all right? Why am I putting him in the booth?
Because either you don't know that he did that.
How do you not know?
Or you think that it wasn't that bad. Here's the issue, okay? Pete Rose acted like Pete Rose.
Okay?
He did nothing that surprised you.
True.
The Phillies courted that. They promoted that. They embraced that he could do that. If you're the Phillies, how do you complain about what Pete Rose did when you invited him to do it?
Tremendous point. 215. Could you write that in a column? It's a very good column. 215-592-9494. We got a lot more to do. Al, I'm not trying to get people panicky, but this Lions thing is not going our way so far. When we come back, though, it's time for therapy. Dr. Joel Fish will be on, Al, to explain why people can remain fans of sports heroes when they find out those heroes are not worthy of that adulation. That's coming up. How do you get your mind to do that? He'll explain it. 215-592-9494. And then Big Rube will explain it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back at 8:24. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been doing this for almost 33 years now, and I have, Al, in the past couple of years, gotten in serious trouble when I have advocated strongly for the COVID vaccine.
Okay.
Where we have used Donald Trump, Joe Conklin's impersonation of Donald Trump.
Very good impersonation. That
is also a very good impersonation, but it did not sit well with everyone. Now, in all these cases, it was a minority of emailers who were telling me what an idiot I am.
Mm-hmm.
But never, never with the viciousness that I faced yesterday after attacking Pete Rose.
Okay.
And even though I had clearly laid out the case that this was a man who had committed an acknowledged statutory rape.
Correct.
And even after that, and making a complete embarrassment of himself at Alumni Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
All right. After all of that, Al, they came after me. They came after members of my family. They were vicious, threatening. They were obnoxious beyond belief.
So they're pro-statutory rape.
Well, that was my response to them. But Rhea, they were so bad. And then Marcus was telling me that both he and David Murphy at Inquirer.com, you had tweeted stuff. David had written a very effective column.
His column was excellent. Yep.
Right? And Marcus, you took a lot of heat from people who are really angry because they were trying to defend Pete, right?
Exactly.
All right, so that made me realize, Al, I need to understand the psychology of people that are not bothering with basic logic.
Yes.
Enter Dr. Joel Fish, Centers for Sports Psychology. He is on the line right now. Hi, Doc.
Good morning, Angelo. Good morning, everybody.
Doc, I don't understand why these emotions are running so high over a man who has not played in this city for over 30 years. Explain.
Well, in psychology, we always start with the question of why. Why is there these feelings so strong? And I would suggest, Angelo, I'm just trying to explain this, that the needs we have for our athletes, most of us want our athletes to be entertainers. We want sports to help us escape from things. And so we fall in love with Pete Rose, the baseball player, not Pete Rose, the person who plays baseball. And when it's shoved in our face, the public and the private, we just have a hard time putting those things together, and I think that's why you're getting such a strong reaction that you just described.
How hard is it for fans to accept the fact that sometimes their sports hero is a creep?
I think it's really hard. I think it's though the informal contract we've made with with our athletes. We demand, for example, that our owners pay millions of dollars to these athletes because they help us win. I'm not hearing people demand that we give personality tests to all our athletes. That just says to me that we want our athletes to perform. We want to see them as performers and entertainers. And every once in a while, an athlete shoves in our face that privately they may not be someone we really want as a friend or someone we want to really look up to. But it's only when it's really shoved in our face, and that's what Pete Rose did this last weekend.
No, but, Doc, it's worse than that. It's not just that they didn't act right. A lot of us have daughters. A lot of us have sisters. A lot of us have relatives. This is statutory rape. He acknowledged that he had slept with someone who was under 16. He thought she was 16. He was in his 30s. Doc, how can I somehow block that out and still like this sports here? I don't understand how I can do that.
Again, I'll just try to explain it because it's so serious. I just think it's really hard to change opinions, and it's really creates a lot of anxiety and problems for people. So, for example, I'll throw another psychology term at you, selective listening, selective perception. Why is it that 90% of Democrats watch CNN and 90% of Republicans watch Fox? We tend to want to see what we want to see and hear what we want to hear that confirms our opinions. And so if you're pro Pete Rose, you're going to hear what happened this past week or hear these stories again and say, yeah, I know Pete Rose, the baseball player, was great, but there are other people in the Hall of Fame, Ty Cobb, Mickey Mantle. They did things off the field too that, you know, were not so good also. And if you're anti Pete Rose to begin with, you're going to say, you see, here's another reason for me to do that. So to be anti Pete Rose. So whatever the story is, we tend to spin it or hear it in a way that confirms what our initial opinions are. And I think that's what you're hearing a lot now with Pete Rose.
All right. Can you give me, you're smarter than we are, Doc. What was the motivation of the Philadelphia Phillies to prop that jackass in front of a microphone several times? Please explain that.
I have to believe that Pete Rose continues to be a draw. Pete Rose is a name that a lot of people associate as a hero, the best hitter in baseball. I actually believe, and it's interesting to me, that the 80 Phillies wanted Pete Rose to be there, maybe even demanded Pete Rose to be there. And I have to believe that the Phillies thought that maybe this one time Pete Rose would follow the playbook a lot of our other celebrities follow when they make a mistake, meaning,
wow,
I'm sorry, I did some bad things in my life. They banked on that, perhaps. And Pete Rose does not follow the playbook that most of our celebrities follow when they've crossed the line. If anything, he doubled down on it. And that's why we're getting such an uproar now.
All right. I'm not a psychologist, Doc. I did take a couple courses. And my advice to Pete Rose fans was to take whatever memorabilia they have left, take it out in their backyard, and burn it.
Hmm.
Is that, would you give similar advice to these lunkheads?
Again, I can't do that because I'm not sure what the needs are that Pete Rose fulfills in their life. And I would say to you, and please hear me, Angelo, this is a very, very, very serious offense.
Yep.
But once you start going down the road of where is the line that an athlete crosses and I'm going to burn his memorabilia, we could go through a lot of the locker rooms in Philadelphia, and some of those people may have crossed the line. So once we start opening up that can of worms that we're rooting for players because of their personality as well as their talent, we're opening up a different can of worms, and we're opening up a different contract, informal contract with our athletes, and that's really difficult to do.
Dr. Joe Fish, I have one thing I want to say to you. I have an announcement to make. You have been listening to the smartest person we put on this radio program. And Marcus Hayes, he went to Syracuse.
Yes, he did.
He's brilliant.
Yes, he is.
He's not as smart as Dr. Fish.
Well, no.
Dr. Fish, you're amazing. Centers for Sports Psychology. I don't know how you do it, Doc. That was awesome. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me.
How does he do it?
He's educated and smart.
All right, don't look at me that way.
He's just saying.
Big Rube is up, Al. Let's see a contrasting point of view. Hi, Big Rube.
How?
Big Rube. When you were at Mitchell and Ness, right? Pete Rose jerseys and stuff, that was a big deal, right?
Yeah, I think made his sleeveless reds, his white red. I remember all of them, both the home and the road Phillies. And, damn near 98% of what Dr. Joe Fish said, I would have said, because I met them all. You know, that saying, don't meet your heroes. And I met him. I remember doing a signing with Pete Rose in Las Vegas. Bought his jerseys, and I got pictures of him. And to hear, you know, what happened, and, you know, me and my daughter, I was in my daughter at the gym with her, and just thinking about that, because I had just been listening to y'all on the radio coming in, and it's just like, and looking at my daughter, and like, if somebody was to do that to her, you know, I'd be in prison. You know what I mean? So,
but just tell me, you had personal experience with Pete. How did that go?
Yeah, it was cool. Like you said, he was my hero. Like my grandfather, I played baseball when I was coming. My grandfather loved him. I'd be like Charlie Hustle. You know what I mean? And then just to, you know, meet this iconic band and doing a signing with him in Vegas at the Caesars. And just, you know what I mean? I know about the gambling and everything else banning, but, you know, like, this other personal stuff that hurts me to my core.
See, that's the way it's done. That's a man with character. Mm-hmm. Rube, you're always there with character. You're awesome. Thank you. Can I get any of your chicken today?
No, Thursday.
Thursday.
You know, I'll be back at my place, Pitcher's Pub, Chef Big Rube's Kitchen.
Holla.
Holla.
All right, let me go to Lewis next. Hi, Lewis.
Hey, Angelo, good morning.
How are you today, Lou?
Very well, very well. How you guys doing?
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking about the Eagles, man. I wanted to talk about that Jalen Hurts and AJ Brown connection.
Okay.
This is going to be electric all season. I went to the training camp on Sunday, and when he threw the ball to AJ Brown when the spin move and got in the end zone, the crowd went bananas. And, you know, it was just a little preview of what's to come this season. But like you, I'm kind of worried about the first two games, actually, of the season.
All right, I'm not getting to the second one because I'm bracing myself for the first one. Lou, they're not going to be ready. The second one, at least, is here. It's the Vikings Monday night. Something will tell me that, like they got inspired by the crowd last Sunday night, they'll be inspired for that. Lou, I don't want to go into that game 0-1. The Lions are awful. That can't happen, Lou.
I don't want to go there either, but I did see the a snippet of Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Oh, and we're in trouble.
They look motivated, man. The guy was crying and everything.
All right. I'm going to play that stuff for you in a couple of minutes. Because, Al, this Dan Campbell, maybe he's a bad coach.
Yeah.
He's a good talker.
Yeah, and the players
He's inspiring.
Yeah, they're using everything.
No, I'm nervous. All right, Lou, give me somebody who uses initials for their name.
I'm going to go with someone who put Scranton, Pennsylvania on the map, B.J. Novak.
B.J. Novak, Al, writer and performer in The Office. And he has gone on to great comedic writing. Very good one. All right, Dan, how are you doing? You done?
I'm done.
You have completed the John Kruk diet.
I have completed the John Kruk diet.
All right, when we come back, will he lose the five pounds? He was at
195.6.
We expect you to be 190.6.
Correct.
All right, we will check on that. And if so, later today, everybody have a lobster, a piece of meat, two baked potatoes, and two ears of corn. And then watch the weight fly off. 215-592-94.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
94. Welcome back. It's 8:42. Yesterday I got out my remote, right?
Okay,
and I just learned how to do it. Yeah, I just learned how to talk into it.
Wow.
And I went Hard Knocks.
Right.
And it popped up on the screen.
Nice.
It's on tonight. First episode, HBO.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did is I then record. I'm recording it.
Wow, man, it's a big day for you.
No, this is like, Al, this is like watching a horror movie.
Horror movie?
It's going to scare me because I know the Lions are preparing the old school way.
Yes.
And their coach, Al, speaks my language. I like his approach.
Yeah,
right?
Their coach had, what, three wins last year?
Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
Dan Campbell, they had a fan fest on Saturday. They don't have the public practices because, Al, all their practices are open. The fans could go see the practice.
Yeah.
But they got 18,000 people in the dome. And Dan Campbell's got the mic, and he's talking to the fans, all right? And he's talking about the work ethic of Detroit residents. Listen.
What makes Detroit special is the fact that man, you guys will roll your sleeves up and put in a hard day's work. And I think we want to model ourselves after that. So that's who we're about. That's what we're about. This team is working their rear off to give you something to be proud of. All right, they're grinding it out right now.
You, Rhea, nervous yet?
No.
Hayes, nervous yet?
Look at his face.
Somebody put his mic on.
Why?
At least. He looked at me with disdain.
Yeah, go pull. He was going right. Really to bite your knees.
You think I went with my strongest stuff first?
I hope not.
Yeah.
Al, then he talked about something similar to Jason Kelce 4 years ago.
Ah.
Hunger?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And I know this. We are freaking starving. We are starving. So the hyenas better get out of the way.
Hayes, you got anything now?
What does that even mean?
Yeah, hyenas?
Hyenas. I mean, number one, hyenas attack
things. Joe Wechter, yeah. It's got something to do with lions and hyenas.
Hyenas. I mean, Billy Clement used to say, like, the going after the puck line. Yeah. Hyenas on hamburger.
Yeah, so, yeah. It's the hungry dogs are hungry dogs run fastest or something. Yeah. So he's plagiarizing Jason Kelce and Lane Johnson,
is
right?
Impressed. Is
no.
That right? No one's impressed.
No.
All right, I'm not done. Then they sent out, Al, like a teaser for
yeah,
Hard Knocks.
Yeah, that was cool.
This is cornerback Jamal Williams, all right? See if this scares you at all.
Do not give up. Do not feel like you're tired. Were you tired? Think of last year and think of that f-ing record. Every time I get tired or I think I can't go no more, I think of that f-ing record. Last year wasn't it. That ain't us. We can make it. Have some heart. I get emotional about this. I'm about to cry because I care about y'all. Do your best. Let's go. Lions on three. 1, 2, 3. Lions.
Detroit,
really?
27. Philadelphia, 16.
Hey, if there had been a more louder response to say Lions, I would have felt a little bit better. I'd be so mad if I was that guy poured his heart out.
It might have been at the very end of a practice. Oh, maybe they were tired.
I mean, but that's the whole point.
They should have gone hyenas on two.
All right, hold on. You guys are such, what a bunch of jackasses you
really,
people
that
are.
Guy was so emotional.
Al, did you hear that impassioned speech?
Yeah, I know, and then there's no response.
Who's going to win the opener, Al?
The Eagles.
Rhea?
He said that record ain't them.
Yeah.
3 wins last year. 5 wins the previous year. 3 wins the year before that. It is you.
You people are sad and silly. I am going to wait till I bet Elliot. I'm going to win his pants.
What?
We're going to
That's
bet
awesome.
Our pants. Yes.
You what? Won't be able to get one leg in
oh,
his
really?
Pant.
Yeah, really? God.
No, I'm not putting them on. I just want to carry them around with me.
Okay, that's
hey, excuse
the creepiest
me,
thing
Al,
I've
have you
heard.
Seen Elliot Shore Parks' pants?
No.
what are
We're
you
betting our pants.
What the hell?
That's the bet. We in? We're all in together.
No.
I like it. You with me? You want to get involved in this, Matt Marcus?
I don't
want
to have anything to do with
no,
your
how
pants,
about this?
His pants.
We're not doing the pants. How about you have to dress like him?
No, I am in doing own... pants. He gets mine, I get his.
But think about how humiliated he would be if he had to dress like you.
Exactly. Yeah. No, what do you mean? You don't... That took a second to register. Jerk. Let me go to Sean in Maryland. Hi, Sean. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ange. Good morning, crew. How are you today?
We're great, Sean. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I can't wait for to see A.J. Brown get on that field. This guy is exactly what we need. He's exactly what the city of Philadelphia is about. the way he carries himself, the way he endears himself to the fans. He does it just like Kelsey, just like Harper, and you know, he's going to be beloved by the city.
That's my hope, that the A.J. Brown, Hurts to Brown, will counteract whatever the Lions are devising. That's my big hope, Sean, but I don't think it's going to happen in the opener.
No, I think we're good. I think we'll be fine against the Lions, and I think we'll take that game. I think we'll be 4-0, as we talked about.
That's all I want.
Going into it.
If they said to me, Eagles, Al, probably planted some sort of gift for me when I leave.
Oh, yeah.
That's my gift.
Yeah, probably Elliot's pants.
my gift is 4-0. You give me 4-0, I'm happy. Because I know it's a ride. It's a good ride. Mm-hmm. Those four games, they're sitting right there for us, Sean. You got to win the first four.
Amen. We got to take those. And on the don't mean to beat a dead horse, but on the Rose thing, I am surprised that the Phillies or MLB haven't put out a statement to try to distance themselves from this guy. So that's kind of surprising at this point.
I think they did.
Yesterday.
I'm going to tell you the statement they made. So they did a replay of the Sunday game. And in the replay, Sean, missing from the replay entirely was the sixth inning. They completely edited out Pete Rose and everything that happened in the sixth inning. That was more compelling a statement than if they had issued some boilerplate. I like the way they did that. They just said, this was so bad, we're going to pretend it never happened.
Very passive aggressive.
No, but Rhea, when you think about it, they're going to, what are we going to do? We're going to do the replay. We're going to put that jackass back on there. No, nobody scored any runs in the sixth inning. Get rid of the inning.
It never happened.
Fifth inning, we'll be back with the sixth inning. They come back, it's the seventh. No sixth inning. Pete Rose made an entire inning disappear. That is power. Sean, give me somebody who uses initials for their name.
Hey, has anybody said the great W.C. Fields?
Nobody said W.C. Fields. Al, you remember what he said about Philadelphia?
I'd rather be dead.
Yeah.
Something like that.
No, I'd rather be in Philadelphia, right?
I'd rather be dead than in Philadelphia.
I'd rather be in Philadelphia.
No.
I thought.
I don't.
Look it up.
I can't even. I don't even. What was WC for? That's a weird combination.
I don't know. I just found out what AJ is for.
What he said was, I once spent a year in Philadelphia. I think it was a Sunday.
He said that?
I'm pretty sure he said
that. No, that is a cool line. That's funnier than W.C. Fields was. That may be better than his line. All right, anyway, moment of truth has arrived. All right, earlier in the show, Joe, can we play a little of John Kruk here? John Kruk, Al, in Sunday's show, in the midst of everything else, made a weird announcement about his weight. Mm-hmm. Here's what he said.
People ask me how I've lost weight, and I say, I have no idea. It just keeps going away. The other night, I had a steak and lobster.
All protein.
Two twice-baked potatoes and two ears of corn, and woke up the next morning and had lost 5 pounds. How in the hell do you do that?
All right, so Dan Wilson, at the behest of the great people, Rhea, please.
From Del Frisco's, if you want to stop by for a quick drink at the bar, or you got a big celebration. We've been there many times, and it's absolutely one of the most stunningly beautiful restaurants. Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse.
All right, so Danny, you started with a big slab of beef. Is that correct?
That is correct. I made my way through the steak.
That was a 16-ounce steak.
It looks so good.
Then you had, what did you go to next?
After that, I went to the potato. The potatoes.
Right, now, were they fully loaded?
With butter, yeah.
You did not use the cold cream? I'm sorry, the cream cheese?
Sour cream.
Sour cream.
Cold cream. He's trying to make them.
Cheese?
He's making them pretty.
I'm lactose intolerant. I don't eat any of that stuff.
Take off his makeup.
All right. All right. Did you put some of the sour cream?
There was no sour cream, no.
No, it was just butter?
Just butter.
But you put a lot of butter.
But I put a lot of butter.
Nice.
There you go.
Those went down nice and smooth?
Absolutely.
And then what'd you do next?
Then I went to the lobster, and then I finished with the corn, the two ears of corn.
Corn is sometimes corn. Like dessert, if it's especially
it's
in
very,
the summer.
Was the corn sweet?
Yeah, it was certainly buttered.
All right, he had a lot of butter.
Yeah, he did.
Wow.
All right,
a lot of starch today. Yeah.
When you're, as soon as this is over, get out of here, please, because something's going to happen. And I don't want to be around for it.
In the bathroom.
All right, anyway, You have weighed in. Don't say yet. Have you weighed in?
I have weighed in.
Now, originally, what were you?
I was originally 195.6.
All right. Clifford W. Lentzal is our director of weights and measures. He has been monitoring this. Clifford, not yet.
Yes.
Joe, hit me drum roll. Now that he has had all that food, what is Dan Wilson?
200.4.
What? What? Wait a minute. He gained 5 pounds.
Almost six, yeah.
He gained almost 6 pounds?
Almost five, 4.8 pounds.
Yeah.
Cliff.
Weights or measures?
200.4.
All right, and what was he originally? 195.
195.6.
You can't even add right. It's almost 6 pounds. How did you do that?
Wait, no, that's five.
Oh, is that
4.8, I think.
All right, fine.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
I think it is.
Right, no, hold on a minute. This is not a good diet.
Neither weights.
Al, instead of losing 5 pounds, he gained 5 pounds.
Well, it's more logical than Kruk.
Yes. You're over 200 pounds
now. I was 5 pounds overweight, now I doubled that.
You think Kruk was in space?
That would help.
This is the worst experiment ever.
Yes!
I got dumber over the last 3 hours. You got fatter and I got dumber.
Welcome to my world.
Understand, you got an hour to go.
Oh,
by the end of this, you may need to be helped to your car.
Exactly.
Yeah. Al, he gained 5 pounds!
Well, here's the good news.
Butter. He's got 5 pounds of butter, Yates.
Here's the good news. Most of us are not going to eat that much. You know, you're not going with two baked potatoes. You're not going with two ears of corn. So if I can have a meal like that and only gain like 2 to 3 pounds, I'm okay with it.
No, we only did it to lose five.
We're not going to lose weight.
Well, did he? Joe, play it again. I didn't make this up. He said it on the show.
People ask me how I've lost weight, and I say, I have no idea. It just keeps going away. The other night, I had a steak and lobster.
All protein.
Two twice-baked potatoes and two ears of corn, and woke up the next morning and had lost 5 pounds.
Where did it go?
The pride of West Virginia.
Hold on. Let me get Dr. Bob up here. Hi, Dr. Bob.
Oh, God. Sir, morning, Angelo.
Dr. Bob, how is that possible? You're a doctor. You gained 5 pounds.
Well, I have to give him a cup of coffee. He'll lose it. You got to eat the lobster. You got to put the bran on it. See, 40% bran flakes, 60% chance of him dumping all that weight.
All right, Dr. Bob, is it common for people to eat a huge meal and then lose weight in their sleep?
It happens all the time. Last night, my secretary, she had a seafood special, lobster, flounder with crab meat, lobster bisque. 6 crab legs, assorted crab balls, and all-you-can-eat shrimp. She went to bed by herself and woke up with a sailor and a merchant marine.
What is that after? She woke up with a sailor.
Sounds like she gained a lot of weight.
No.
I had a patient who ate a whole possum pie. Ooh. Then he played dead the rest of the day. He lost 14 pounds.
None of this happened. It can't, Doc.
So you eat like a pig, sleep till the cows come home. Oh. Cows come home, eat one of them, go right back to sleep. Some people get so hungry they could eat a horse.
Oh.
You eat the horse, next thing you know, you got to hit the hay. Just don't eat a racehorse, because you'd be up in the middle of the night, you have to pee like a racehorse. But Angelo, people have a very intimate relationship between food and sleep. I told you this before.
All right.
Personally, I'd stay away from succotash. Of course, you do in your bedroom what your business or you want to do.
Are there any diets you can recommend?
The bean diet. Oh. Eat a bean salad, music to follow, toot toot, take a nap, 40 winks.
40 winks.
Yes, of course. Be careful of asparagus. Makes your pee smell. Not a problem as long as you remember to hold your nose while you pee.
No.
Of course, if you have the beans and the asparagus, nobody's going to smell the pee. Vegetarian diet. Make sure you switch sides when you sleep and you wake up with cauliflower ear.
That's not true.
Bury a couple eggs before you go and you get an eggplant, see? But be careful not to mix the vegetables and the nuts.
Oh.
For example, squash.
Oh.
You eat squash with nuts, your nuts are going to get squashed. Very painful.
This is not good diet advice, Dr. Bob.
Oop, I just gained 8 pounds.
Anything else, Doc?
Yes.
See the girl on the way out.
It's a reasonable bill. See the girl on the way out.
Thank you very much. See Joe Conklin and the City Rhythm Orchestra at the Sellersville Theater on November 19th. For tickets, go to joeconklin.com. Just so you know, Al, that we're in trouble. We're going to Detroit. Their top sports talker out there is Jim Costa.
Okay.
He will explain to us what they're thinking about that opening game. WIP Sports Time, 8:57. Let me tell you right now about my friends at Pond Lee Hockey Giordano. Do you understand that this law firm has helped over 100,000 injured and disabled workers obtain their benefits as well as some of the biggest settlements in the state? One conversation with Pond Lee Hockey could change everything for you. Just sit down, tell them your story. They're there to guide you through the whole workers' compensation legal process. And because they're the largest workers' compensation law firm of Pennsylvania, they have already recovered over $1 billion, with a B, dollars for their clients. I've known Sam Pond.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.